it's been so 3 years where we haven't had GM being grown in this country, and now we've got to show that we still don't want GM. And this campaign is all about making sure that they know that, we're still here, and if they're going to start planting GM again, then we're going to dig it up again. So the next speaker, who's going to be talking about this particular campaign and why we're here today and what we're going to be doing today, this is Claire Oxborough from Friends of the Earth. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And this is fantastic. So great to see so many people out on this sunny Saturday. And thank you very much for inviting me up from London. It's good to get out. And I'm just going to give you a bit of a background, really, on why we're here. As you know, these are BASF GM potato trials. We first heard about these in the summer last year, when BASF announced, with great pride actually, that they wanted to carry out the first open-air trials in the UK for 3 years. What they claimed, they claim these are blight-resistant potatoes. They claim they're going to drastically reduce the amount of chemicals applied to our crops, which is ironic for a company that is actually known as the chemical company. So what we had an application that covered two sites initially, one in Cambridge, and I can see there's some people from the Cambridge campaign here supporting you today. The other one was actually in Derbyshire, and some of you may know that that farmer in Derbyshire that was due to host those trials this year actually pulled out of the trial. And there was some scandal around it. BASF and DEFRA both were commenting in the media on reports that the farmer had supposedly been threatened. But in fact, it actually turned out that he hadn't been threatened at all, and that was just a bit of corporate spin. So this farmer in Heddon has been chosen by BASF to host these trials. I mean, they were desperate to find a second site. They've been scrabbling around since December to find another site. So finally they announced where it would be. We've had a public consultation which allowed us to comment for 60 days, which ended yesterday. Frankly, I don't think the government is going to take a blind bit of notice. When you see what happened with the consent to grow the trials in Cambridge and Derbyshire, the Secretary of State, David Miliband, personally signed the consent. Now that is very, very unusual. Normally it would just be a civil servant, senior civil servant, signed it off. David Miliband stuck his colours to the wall and signed that consent himself. We can see this trial has got support from the highest levels of government. I just want to say a couple of things about what's been going on locally in this area, because the campaigns have been absolutely brilliant. And I want to pay special tribute to Leanne Williams. I don't know if she must be in the room somewhere, from Hull Friends of the Earth. And she's been running a brilliant campaign alongside you guys here in Hull to oppose these trials. She got together a public meeting about 3 weeks ago in Heddon, where BASF were actually speaking. And I have to say, it was one of the most entertaining hours of my life, watching the local farmers rip into the BASF representative, who had absolutely no ideas. In fact, the people in the room didn't let this BASF chap escape. It was just, oh, one more question, and can you guarantee that if anything goes wrong, you will pay, you will compensate these farmers? Oh, well, we're a responsible company. You know, he was desperate to get out of there. But one issue that I just want to mention very specifically, which came up, and I think maybe the key to getting this trial stopped, is the issue of the borage farmers locally. There are about three farmers who grow borage in the area, right next to the trial site. For them, it's a high-value crop every year. Borage produces starflower oil, which is used in health food supplements, like even primrose oil. And every year, the farmers rely on beekeepers bringing their hives into the fields to help pollinate them. And the bees produce a special borage honey, and they have a mutually beneficial relationship. But this year, with the trials on the cards, the beekeepers have basically said, we don't want to bring our hives into the area. We don't want to, you know, run the risk of our honey being contaminated. Many of the supermarkets, Sainsbury's, has a policy of requiring its honey suppliers to place their hives more than 6 miles away from any GM field. So the borage farmers are in a real mess. Basically, they're very worried that if the beekeepers don't bring their hives in, their crops won't get pollinated, they will lose thousands and thousands of pounds. And they, you know, pinned the BASF rep down in the meeting, saying, what, you haven't even thought about this issue, know about this issue until a week ago. And they didn't. It was clear to see they had not looked into the local issues. They didn't care where they wanted to host this trial. They just want to get it in the ground. Clearly they must be under pressure to get shareholder returns. They're desperate to get these trials underway. Another thing BASF were saying is they didn't think there would be much opposition to their plans. And I think, you know, today is clearly a reflection of how wrong they can be on so many levels. You know, there's been opposition not just from the public, not just from campaigners, but from the councils. East Riding Council and Heddon Town Council both voted unanimously to oppose the trials. We've got the local MP, Tory MP Graham Stewart, has been meeting with the Borage farmers. He's been supporting the campaign, doesn't want the trial to go ahead this year. We've got even British Potato Council, McCain's, food companies don't want the trials, worried about consumer perception of their, you know, precious product, potatoes, something so fundamental to the British way of life. So we've got a broad range of opposition, something BASF didn't expect. And I think what this trial really illustrates is all the reasons that we're concerned about GM crops across the board. So you've got, you know, false claims made by the industry. BASF have claimed blight costs farmers up to £50 million a year. When you look at the official industry figures, they only say £3 million a year. So we don't know where BASF has got this extra £47 million from that blight is supposed to be costing. Of course, you've got similar claims that have been made for 10 years now for why we need GM crops. You know, they're going to feed the world. Now with biofuels, they're going to fuel the world. We're going to have salt resistance, drought tolerance. And what's the reality today? We've got two commercially available types of GM crops, herbicide tolerance and insect resistance. That is it. They're grown in four commodity crops across the world, going mainly to feed our animals, basically, in the developed world. They're doing nothing to alleviate hunger and poverty, nothing to tackle any of the problems we're facing in agriculture, making a few big farmers lots of money, making the companies a lot of money. Clearly with this trial there's a serious contamination threat as well. GM potato crops that might be planted in the fields in following years. You've got ground keepers that will persist in the soil for up to 7 years that could come up in following years and contaminate food crops. We've got the issue of pollen flow, although it's not as big an issue as something with oilseed rape, because potatoes produced by tubers and not through cross-pollination, you've still got the risk of those GM potatoes cross-pollinating with a neighbouring potato field and the volunteers, the seeds produced from that potato crop containing GM material, setting seed and coming up and following crops. Again, if you look at the bigger picture, GM crops have contaminated non-GM food crops all around the world. So this particular trial is really just reflecting the bigger problems going on with GM around the world. And I just want to end just by making the point about diversity. Diversity is the strength of our campaign. It always has been. From the radical people prepared to go out there and rip up crops to the people sitting in meetings with the government ministers, food companies and so on. What GM is trying to do is take away that diversity, and I think it's time to fight back. So thank you very much.
The campaign that we're all here about today. So the next speaker is going to be Pete Riley, who's from GM Freeze, who's going to talk about the problems with GM spuds and why we should be worried. Thanks, Peter.
Hello, everyone. It's amazing we can still fill halls on a sunny Saturday with GM. It's great. It's about the only issue on the political agenda where you can do this still, and after a gap of 3 years, it's fantastic. I was very privileged this week. I spent an hour in the company of two employees at BASF, and so I was able to ask them lots of questions, which was really quite revealing about what's going to be happening in the UK this year in terms of spuds. One of the things that we're being told that these trials are about science, finding out whether these new blight-resistant potatoes are actually going to resist blight in the UK. Well, I can tell you they already know they do, because they've done lots of trials in greenhouses and laboratories, and they've done some trials in Sweden and Germany and the Netherlands. They know they resist blight. There's no doubt about that. So these trials are actually really about which of their 334 GM potato lines containing these genes are actually going to be commercially viable in the UK. It's a commercial development trial. It's not a scientific experiment about blight resistance in potatoes. So don't be fooled by the fact that this is pure science and we needed to find out whether the technology works. They said to me that they demonstrated their thesis was correct. The other interesting thing that I learned was that we've been told by BSF that these genes that they're putting in the potatoes, the resistance genes, are actually from potatoes. So we needn't worry about them anymore. But what I heard was that the plant where they got them from in Mexico is actually not sexually compatible with potatoes. So you can't cross this plant with potatoes. They said people have been trying to do it for 50 years and failed. So we're not dealing with a potato gene, we're dealing with a potato relative genes instead. Now, the potatoes have lots of relatives. They're members of the nightshade family. So tomatoes are in there, tobacco is in there, but also other more worrying plants like deadly nightshade, woolly nightshade, and black nightshade, all of which produce toxins. So I think there's an additional concern now that we're actually not dealing with potato genes, we're dealing with potato family genes. And I asked them whether they'd screened all the potatoes they were going to test for typical potato toxins. As you know, if you eat green potatoes, you can get ill quite quickly, and may have to have your stomach pumped if you eat a lot of them. And they said, well, they couldn't answer the question, basically. They said they didn't know whether they'd been screened or not. I also asked them if they patented these genes. And believe it or not, they said they didn't know. These are senior executives from BSF UK, and they didn't know whether they patented the genes or not. So I can assume that there is some patents around, but I haven't bothered checking yet. So these experiments or trials or commercial development work we're faced with in Cambridge and near here are actually really not needed at all, because we're already most of the way there to getting blight resistance established in our potatoes. So to try and sum up, I think this trial is not really needed because we've cracked the problem already with conventional breeding. It's not about finding out anything new in science. They already know that these genes work. It's about developing commercial lines so they can put them onto the market. And it's about BSF trying to corner the market in the future. They will claim that it's going to give people choice. Well, I'm afraid the people have already chosen in this country. They said no about 10 years ago. And it's very surprising that these companies are persisting coming forward with these ideas, especially when it's clear there is no need for this one at all. And I wish you a good walk today, and have a good look at the soil, and hopefully our presence today will build up the pressure. And as Claire said, I think the only hope of this trial being stopped is if the owner of the land sees common sense and says, no, I'm not going to take part in it, because I now see that there's people don't want it to happen. And this has happened in the past with the farm scale evaluations, where there were referendum taking place at local level, and in a handful of cases the farmers agreed to withdraw from the trials, and therefore the trial didn't take place, which seems to me to be the best possible outcome for everybody concerned, because we can then go off and enjoy our weekends again and not have to spend them in church halls on a sunny Saturday. So good luck today, and enjoy yourselves, and hopefully by a couple of weeks' time we can relax.
Brilliant to see people coming from Norwich, from Leeds, from Nottingham, from Hull, from Brighton, from London, from all over the country. It's really great to see such a huge turnout. So a big round of applause to all of you for turning up, and like, let's have it today.
Hanging head top, blue hair, hanging head.
But we hope you'll all agree that this is a really good way of turning our concerns into action. And sometimes words aren't enough. And if you want to eat good, safe potatoes, you have to plant good, safe potatoes. And this trial's supposed to be a proper scientific experiment, and it's threatening to contaminate neighbouring growers. So if this experiment's going to go ahead, it can't do it if the land is contaminated with nice organic spuds. So we're gonna plant some nice organic spuds. Now, we don't believe that walking out into this field and planting it with potatoes is illegal, but it's possible that the police might think something different, and it might take them a while to realize that it's not illegal. So if you haven't been involved in this kind of thing before, then do come and speak to one of the lovely dancing Mr. Potato Heads. If you want to continue eating your picnic and listening to music, that's great. But if you think that our land and our food is worth fighting for, then get out into the field. This experiment isn't about late blight. So what it's about is about whether we're prepared to take a stand. And it's about whether we want GM future, or one where farmers and families can plant safe seeds in the soil that's fed us for generations. So ladies and gentlemen, time to get to work!